Morning, church. It's quite amazing, unfortunately, that my word for you this morning is called the signs of the times. I say unfortunate because of what's happened overseas in France over the last couple of days, which is all part of the times, the end times. Father, you know my thoughts, you know my desires, you know my weaknesses, you know my needs. And Father, as always, without your Holy Spirit moving upon this word, it will come out quite dead, quite blank, quite useless. So Father, I pray for your Holy Spirit to move in his own special way in all of our hearts as we consider these times that you have laid down for each and every one of us, good, bad, or indifferent, knowing that you are still God, you are still in command, it is still going according to your plan. And Father, we look to the future, to the day when we will reside in a place that cannot be destroyed, cannot be turned over, cannot be changed, because you have set it in place. So, Father, I pray your blessings on this word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Now and again, we reminisce on how things have changed since myself and my friends, family, have come to Australia. And that's been 50 years. And in the scheme of time, it is but a drop in the ocean. But the changes have been huge, massive. Fantastic, not good. I'm speaking from Matthew 24, 3 through to 14. When the disciples asked and said, what will the time be when the sign of your coming? When the disciples came to Jesus and asked him, what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? He told them things were going to get worse. We know that. Before they got better. Then he added these words, see to it that you are not alarmed. See to it, each individual, each one of us, see to it that we are not alarmed with what is happening. Knowing also that it's going to get worse. That's encouraging, isn't it? It's going to get worse. The word alarmed is one Jesus used only on this occasion. It means to wail and to cry out loud. Now, I can't imagine any of my brothers and sisters seated here this morning getting into that state. But we need to hang on to what our Lord has told us, to not get alarmed. In essence, what he's saying is this, don't fall apart when bad things happen. Don't come to pieces. God said, I give you peace. He said, his strength is our strength. He said, lean on him, lean not on your own understanding. He gave us many words that tells us not to come apart when things go bad, to stand strong in his word, his spirit, his presence. Let's look at some of the signs that Jesus said would happen or herald his return. Spiritual deception. Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming to say, I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. Notice that it says many will come. Many will come. And it also says many will be deceived. That's you and I. Because you can't deceive them out there, they're already deceived. He's talking about those that claim to be Christians, but stand on the word, believe in him. Many will be deceived. Notice there'll be many deceived as well as many deceived. Jesus also said they'll come in my name, masquerading as ministers of God and claiming to be able to do special and superior things. They'll boast of inside information. Isn't that awful? And adorn their teachings with phrases like, God told me, implying that they have access to information that people like you and I don't have. False messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Remember, the word says that Satan can come as an angel. We can be deceived if we're open to teachings that don't specify Jesus as Lord. Jesus is Lord. Anything that even wanders off from that and starts to put glory on the speaker is not of the Holy Spirit. Multitudes and miracles. When you see them, be careful. Satan can counterfeit both, so be doctrinally diligent. Focus on one question. Is the person pointing listeners to the real biblical Jesus? There's only one name above the church, Christ Jesus. I hate religion. It's something that gets up my nose over and over again. It's where the apostle said, I am of Barnabas, I am of Paul, I am of... And it, to me, it's the same with the churches. I am a Uniting Church, I am a AOG, I am a Calathumpian. I like to think I am a Christian. I believe in Christ. I don't believe in names over churches. Unfortunately, I shudder every time I see a name of church changed. Sorry, Mike, but we are what we are. Signs of the times. It also says in Matthew, wars and rumors of wars. Now, we've been hearing wars and rumors of wars for ever since the last Great War. And I remember that very well. I had a ball in it, but then I was just a kid. Didn't mean much to me, except that I could take bits of shrapnel to school and change it for other kids' shrapnel. Like we used to change with cards out of the fag packets. We used to do it with shrapnel. I got a bigger piece than yours. Mine's got more colour than yours. Mine's got a better shape than yours. Good fun, though. Jesus said, you hear of wars and rumours of wars. See to it that you are not alarmed. There's that word again. The same implication. Don't be alarmed. Don't get upset. Don't start jumping off the edge of cliffs because wars are all the way around us. You know what? There's been wars around us always. The first two brothers had war with each other. Nothing's changed. We're still here. We're still alive. We're still praising the Lord. We're still enjoying every single day that God blesses us with. Yeah, I saw houses blown up. I was blown up myself. But I'm still here. I'm still enjoying God. Faith and I pray every morning for the Holy Spirit to strengthen those who are given the ultimate sacrifice today for Christ. It's happening out there to our brothers and sisters in great proportion. Don't be alarmed. Don't give up. Keep on keeping on. That hand going again. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. And you girls know all about that. You girls that have had babies, Bill, anyway. And we can see that happening all the way around the world. Yes, I've heard people say, ah, yeah, but, you know, TV and all that stuff, we get to hear about it all now. Rubbish. We heard about it in the old days. It's just more of it. There's more of it. More earthquakes, more mudslides. You know, the latest thing where big holes just suddenly open up and cars, whole villages just disappear. It's happening. We're seeing it. But the Lord says right there and then, they are only the beginnings of birth pains. The first bit that I read was so true. It's going to get worse. One of the scriptures that jumps at me when I think about end times, where it says, and they left the towns and the cities and they went into the caves and cried out for the rocks to fall on them. That's how bad it'll get. It's a lot worse than what it is. We're not even close to crying out for the rocks to fall on us. So we need to stay strong in our belief, in our trust, in our knowledge. As Ian said this morning, the greatest weapon we have, the Word of God. I've I've been a Christian for X amount of years, and I'm still learning to do what the Word tells me to do. Right at the very beginning, the Lord must have known I was going to be slow, and He gave me that scripture in James. Be ye doers of the Word, not hearers only. Do the Word. Get hold of a scripture. You've heard me say, and I'll keep on saying about that little memory book. Get a scripture out of there and use it. Use it. It works. I've just got a new one just lately, and it works. What a revelation. Why didn't I get it 30 years ago? Because we're a bit slow in doing God's word, of actually following what He tells us to do. Be ye doers. And as these days get harder, we need those words. I trust in the Lord with all my heart. You are the lamp unto my feet. You will guard over me. You will provide. You will strengthen. It's all in there. But we need to get it in here. In here. Slowly but surely, I'm coming to the conclusion that where that word says that you get the word in you so that the Holy Spirit can take it out. And I'm amazed these days. I shouldn't be, but I am. When I think of something, and instantly, a thought comes in here. It's a quiet little thought. And I'm at long last starting to recognize every time it happens. And it's wonderful, because it assures me God's still there. God's still working in me. Yeah, I happen to know He's working in you guys too. I love the things the Lord's doing in you, Laurie. Might be hard. That I see a change in you that's great. Great. Good stuff. Good stuff. Somebody stop me from talking. Birth pains. Those who suffered through two world wars have no difficulty comprehending the word wars. But for the next six decades or so, their children and grandchildren had more limited concept of what war actually means. To them, wars were mostly regional and overseas, but not on the homeland. Then came 9/11, when the Americans suddenly realized they can be hit too. And that word came up, men's hearts failing within them for fear. Some dates will forever stand out in our memory, like the day President Kennedy was assassinated, and the day 3,000 people perished in the World Trade Center, the day the political rationale is if we fight terrorism overseas, we won't have to fight it at home. Doesn't work that way, as has been proved in France over the past year. But don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Borders will always need checkpoints. War correspondents will always have jobs. The world will never see lasting peace this side of heaven and the return of our Lord Jesus. Jesus said, all these are the beginning of birth pains. Rejoice. You notice how that bursts out? Rejoice. Some of you older guys remember the old thing, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. I've lost it. Rejoice, God is still on the throne. His plan is still being worked out. The death throes of the old order we live in are the birth pains of a new and glorious order when Christ will return to set up His kingdom. An old Prudential Insurance Company slogan says, get a piece of the rock. Well, I say, get the whole rock. You don't want a piece of it. You want the whole rock. The whole rock that is Christ Jesus. The whole rock that pours out the water that is pure and strong and freshening. Get the whole rock. We don't want part of it. Signs of the times, you will be put to death because of me. What a glorious word we have this morning. You and you, firing squad. It happened in France just a couple of days ago. It's happening all the way around the world. Jesus said to His disciples, you will be handed over to be persecuted, put to death and hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people because of the increase of wickedness. By golly, we see the increase of wickedness. I don't think there's a morning that we don't turn on the news on the TV and somebody's been stabbed, somebody's been shot, somebody's house has been burnt down, somebody is suing somebody else, somebody in great respectful place has been shown to be an absolute rat bag. We see evil spreading across the world with this ISIS thing that is just terrible. Absolutely. Have you noticed that the hundreds of thousands of people that are fleeing, not just the Middle East, but a lot of the countries across Europe, are fleeing from the evil that is bursting out all the way around? And the thing that I've noticed about it, they don't have a leader. God's hand is in this. When millions of people get up and move, somebody has to stir them. God is behind all things that happen. He's allowing, say, Satan to have this last time of his. Just imagine the souls that are being gathered from those people today that are fleeing those terrible conflicts that they find themselves in. Notice the words "put to death." Heaven is filled with those who have already fulfilled this prophecy, and hatred of Christians still abounds. Voice of the Martyrs, a Christian agency that defends religious liberties, contends that more of Christ's followers have been killed for their faith in the last century than in most of the previous centuries combined. And they give figures that I would contend with. More than four times the number in the past century, today's countries that facilitate religious freedom are experiencing increasing hostility towards Christians. Professors publicly mock Bible-believing students. TV talk show hosts denigrate people of faith. I know through Faith's experience with school that for a long, long time now, you're not allowed to talk about Jesus in school. You can talk about Buddha and Muhammad and all the others. In fact, they probably let you build your own little shrine if you like, but you're not allowed to mention Christ. The first place that Obama went to wasn't a Christian. He didn't go to a Christian country. He went to a Muslim country. When he banned the day of prayer in America, 2 days later, he opened up the prayer for the Muslim faith. They're in all aspects of our lives these days. Our own country is shutting down any motion towards Christianity whatsoever. And we, unfortunately, allow it to happen. We can expect the persecution to increase. You know, there's that word again, increase. It's going to get worse. Things are going to get harder. We're going to have to stand up stronger for Christ in our ordinary daily living, just in ordinary conversations, just ordinary talking to people. I had a talk with a guy in the village the other day, and he stormed away from me. It's the sort of thing that's going to happen on a daily basis. Today, we need to be prepared for tomorrow. We need to get into this. We need to fellowship. We need to worship. We need to pray. We need to mingle with brothers and sisters in Christ to strengthen each other, because it's going to get worse. It's going to get harder. Some are going to fall away. And when it does, fragile convictions will collapse and the love of many will grow cold. They're talking about us again. A half-hearted will become cold-hearted. Think of that. The half-hearted will become cold-hearted. I wish you were neither warm nor cold, hot nor cold. Spiritual stowaways will jump ship. Many church attendees will be exposed as faith pretenders. They'll not only leave the faith, they'll make the lives of the faithful miserable. When these things begin to happen, Jesus counseled, see to it that you are not alarmed. There's that warning again. Stand strong. Don't collapse. Don't be alarmed. When you girls are having a baby, did you go into a big panic? Yeah, I mean, do you start chucking a wobbly all over the show? When you start to feel the pain of the child coming, did you lose it? And that's where we're supposed to be. When these things are coming up to us, we rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. For the coming of the Lord is appearing quickly. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Because he said, I go to a place to prepare a place for you. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice for the hope that he has placed in each and every one of us. That one day we will live in that place. One day we will look Jesus Christ right in the eyes. If we stand. If we stand. Because the love of many will grow cold. Talking about us. It's talking about us. I pray to God that not one in this room this morning will join those ranks and walk away when things get tough. See to it that you are not alarmed. When the outlook is bleak, the blessed hope of Christ's return strengthens us. This gospel will be preached in all the world. Jesus said, when we see calamity and apostasy, don't give in to fear, because they're signs of his imminent return. Hallelujah. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. I've heard that converting of the Indonesians to Christ quite a few times. It is so true. We pray for a couple that have been there for years and hear what's going on, and it is just fantastic, because those people have seen both sides, and when they convert, man, they convert. They're great preachers, like the Apostle Paul. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. Every prophecy concerning Christ's first coming was fulfilled in detail, and so will every prophecy concerning his second coming will also be fulfilled. Our mandate is to work, pray, give, and take the gospel to the whole world, not to take up swords, not to chop off ears, not to stab people. The word is a sword that divides bone and marrow. That's all we need. But we need to stand on it and get it into us. How can you use a sword if you don't know how to take it out of the scabbard? How can you shoot a gun if you don't know where to put the bullet? We need to know how this works and make it work in our own lives today, not wait until it happens. Though the church is winnowed down like Gideon's army and the world is in a state of upheaval, don't overreact. It's that word again. Don't overreact. Don't go bonkers. Don't give up. Stand strong. Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. God's hand is still on the wheel. I don't know how many times I've said that, Lord, you've got the whole car, but just let me tiddle around with the wheel. Lord, you can go wherever you like, Lord, do whatever you like, but just let me have the wheel. You can have the four other wheels, you can have the bit that covers me, you can have the bit that carries me, but please let me just tiddle around with the wheel. No, he wants the lot. He wants every corner of our minds. He wants all of our heart, our strength. He wants us complete. He doesn't want leftovers. How many of us have leftovers on Sunday afternoon after Sunday lunch? It's not what he wants. He wants the lunch. The Most High rules in the kingdom of men. Avoid Pollyanna optimism. Though you may be personally blessed, the world order as you know it will continue to disintegrate. Boy, are we seeing that? Isn't the world disintegrating? It's coming adrift in all areas. And they're still trying to put people on the moon. Unbelievable. But don't, but that doesn't mean you should join the chicken licking chorus. Chicken, I say chicken. You don't, you old fella don't belong, don't, just, it's for us old blokes. Sky's falling down. No, it isn't. Don't give in to the extreme of blind denial or blatant panic. When the bombs of World War II leveled Warsaw, only one skeletal structure remained. Just one. In the city's main street. It was the British and Foreign Bible Society building. And on its walls were clearly written, "Heaven and earth may pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Not one jot, not one tittle, or not one sentence, nothing will pass away that God has proclaimed." Brothers and sisters, I worried about bringing this. It just seemed to be so bland. I haven't been able to storm up and down and jump up and down. I haven't been able to work away or walk away from what's written. But I pray that the basic of the message is stand strong. We're hearing and we'll continue to hear terrible things on the TV. We will see things happen in our own streets that we don't believe. But stand strong. Don't join the ranks of the faint-hearted. Strengthen yourselves in the word. Singers, I don't have to say anything, you've already started. May the Lord bless you as you stand strong and face the future. But tomorrow is different to today. Today has already been different than yesterday. And so it will continue to change. But we don't change. We stand on the word of God and rely and trust in Him in all things that we do and say. In His precious name, amen.